You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Hello, this is Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. Today, I am talking about a single category in beauty that's been the one beauty investment that's totally changed my day-to-day life, and that is a great hand soap. Now, during the pandemic, many lessons were learned, but one that escapes none of us was the importance of washing your hands. I'm actually sad to read. I was doing some background research on hand washing statistics. Apparently, hand washing has decreased by about 25% since 2020, since the coronavirus first hit. Now, the statistics around how many, and I just narrowed it down to Americans, but the statistics around how many people don't wash their hands correctly is staggering. I think 5% of people wash their hands correctly, meaning they do it for long enough and they use soap. So most people only wash their hands for 6 seconds, and around 33% of people don't use soap when washing their hands. There was another survey of the percentage of Americans that wash their hands, and 1 in 10, so about 14% of people will just rinse their hands. They won't use soap or dry their hands. But for those of us who do wash their hands, which I'm assuming most of us do, you're washing your hands about 5 to 10 times a day on average. It's one of these things that is a daily part of your life, and it's a product that's coming into contact with your skin so often throughout the day. Now, back in 2020, I started making hand soaps and sharing videos of my little recipes on Naked Beauty Planet. I would take the Dr. Bronner's Castile unscented soap, I would dilute it, and then I would add different nourishing oils, jojoba oil, vitamin E oil, and then dashes of my favorite essential oils to basically give the hand soap a fragrance. I made a lavender soap. My most experimental one was a rose and sandalwood soap because I got my hands on some Australian sandalwood essential oil, which was gorgeous. But then there were also failed attempts. I made a mint citrus soap that did not go down well in my family because my ratio was wrong. I had too much mint. People had tingling hands. Also, a guest came over and used it, rubbed her eye. She nearly went blind. So create your own soap at your own risk. I do still love to tinker, but I really appreciate a well-made hand soap available to purchase. So when I think about luxury hand soaps, I was most familiar with Aesop and Diptyque, right? Those are kind of the staple luxury bougie hand soaps that you would see in a fancy restaurant or someone's home. It kind of elevates a space, and these were the hand soaps that I was aware of when I thought about kind of elevated luxury hand soaps. But there's a whole universe of hand soaps out there. Now, most hand soaps like your Dial antibacterial hand soap are between $2 and $6. So buckle your seatbelt because I'm going to share 3 hand soaps that I really love that are kind of in the $20 up to like $32 range. So I know that seems over the top, but this again has been something that I have invested in, and it is bringing me a lot of happiness. I also think this category is really interesting from a beauty industry perspective, because I think it's a category that's going to continue to grow. We've made just about everything we can make in terms of personal ritual as sexy as it can possibly be, meaning we've found a way to take the most mundane elements of our skincare routine and create products for it. I think about fur oil, that very chic, popular brand for pubic hair. I think about the cute little brushes that we now have for our edges. And of course, when it comes to skincare for the face, every serum, mask, moisturizer, sunscreen, sunscreen, lip balm, lip oil, whatever you want to call it, for everything on our face. We've got a product. It's been branded. It's been marketed to us from other creators. Like, we are very much inundated with products for our face. Now we're seeing lots of body products. I think I've been saying for the past 2 years that the body category is going to continue to grow. Hand soaps are unique because, again, it's something that we come into contact with every single day. But in the beauty space, there are very few segments left where you can really stand out if you create a phenomenal product. Even if you created the world's best moisturizer or serum, it would be very hard to cut through without a really skilled, smart, and dedicated, and probably expensive PR team, because everyone has that product in their shelf already. No one's necessarily looking for a new one. Hand soap and hand wash is one where I do think if you make something incredible and it's talked about, you can stand out. So that is why today's episode is dedicated to the three hand soaps that are completely changing the game for me right now, and I am truly just in love with. And a little context, it was a slow descent into this life of overpriced liquid hand soaps. And it started with the dishwasher detergent. We had just moved into our new house here in LA. This was back in December. We had our newly renovated sinks and countertop, and we had our Dawn liquid detergent out. Bright fluorescent blue. We all know the color. We're all familiar with this product. And I was shopping in a home goods store for pepper grinders and kind of just like chic little kitchen accessories. And then I saw they had a kumquat tart dish soap, and it was from Hudson and Grace. And I had never bought kind of like a, you know, especially luxury dish soap, but I bought this one. And every time I did the dishes, it was like this beautiful experience that I really looked forward to because the dish soap smelled so great. So that was kind of like my entree into this world. And then in January, I got sent a hand soap from a brand that I love, a K-beauty brand. And sorry, I shouldn't call it a hand soap. It's actually called a hand wash, created by the founder of Then I Met You. And she's also the president of SoCo Glam, Charlotte Cho. Now, Charlotte is one of these women that has really, really great taste in products. In addition to knowing everything about K-beauty and formulations for skincare, she's also just a shopper with really exceptional taste. So when she make something or says she likes something, it's usually a great product. So the moment that I saw Then I Met You, which is her brand, was creating a hand wash, I was intrigued. But then I found out it was going to be formulated with the same scent as their Living Cleansing Balm, which has a cult-like following. And it's this really interesting permission sweet orange scent. Side note, the Living Cleansing Balm from Then I Met You is still to date one of my favorite cleansing balms ever. It just leaves your skin dewy and hydrated and takes off makeup so well. But I knew that that same attention to detail would be paid towards this hand wash. So this is what the website says about the two hands hand wash from Then I Met You. Don't neglect hand care. Our hands deserve hydration, anti-aging, and some TLC just as much as the rest of your skin does. Gentle moisturizing formula nourishes the skin with antioxidants, essential fatty acids, vitamin E to cleanse without drying, leaving skin refreshed, soft, and subtly fragrant. Plus, it's a chic and sleek addition to your countertop. The bottle is also very nice, but this idea that your hand care should be as elevated as anything else, I think really rings true. It has that lovely sea buckthorn oil, the permissin extract, olive oil. It's truly an experience washing your hands with this hand wash. It's $21 right now on SoCo Glam. And before I give my number two and my number one on the list, I do want to call out that we did a very important sustainability episode that I will link to in the show notes about the power of concentrates to cut down on plastic waste. And of course, there are bar soaps that you can use, and I'm talking about liquid hand wash. But I did some research as preparation for this episode to see what was happening in like the more eco-friendly tablet space for liquid hand soap. And I found an interesting brand called Blue Land. I'm going to link to the Blue Land refillable tablets in the show notes here, but you basically mix the tablets with water and then you refill the brand has what they call the forever bottle, but any hand wash pump with the tablets, which I think is very interesting. And I would love to see more brands experiment with tablets and concentrates for hand wash. Okay, so number two. This is from the line Home Court. I am slightly obsessed. It's really like a sick obsession. I'm not proud to be obsessed with this brand. It's really shameful, I feel, because I've really been wooed over with sleek font and chic packaging, and just like the product smells so good that I am just willing to pay a lot of money for a surface cleaner. And all of the products are effective, but the fragrances, like the work that went into creating the perfume behind these scents, is just incredible. Now, Home Court is also a celebrity-owned brand. I believe it's owned by Courtney Cox. Now, I have never seen Friends, which I know for many people is a true crime. So I have no affinity towards her. I've just tried the product and I absolutely love it. The dish soap is great. The surface cleaner is great. They also have these room sprays. I am telling you, the best room spray I have ever used. But today, for this list, I want to call out the Neroli Leaf Hand Soap. Truly a delight and a pleasure every time I have to wash my hands because of this product. The Neroli leaf here is meant to evoke a grove of citrus trees and fresh garden herbs. There's tart mandarin, there are apple oils. It's a very kind of light floral fragrance, but there's a greenness to it, like a fresh green that really comes through as you're washing your hands. And this hand soap also has argan oil in it, which really helps to keep hands hydrated. So if you want like an 100% home run gift for someone else or a gift to yourself, I would say get the Home Court Neroli Leaf Hand Soap. It really is phenomenal. It's one of those things that I just feel confident that people will love. A really chic housewarming gift as well. Like if you're just seeing someone who just moved into a new place or you're staying with someone on a summer weekend, it's just like a really good gift. I feel very strongly that this Neroli leaf hand wash from Home Court will make even like the most discerning person happy. It's really a great product. Okay, and we've come to the top of the list, number one. And now number one is tied because they're both kind of unexpected for me. I wouldn't say these are the two safest of the list, but these are the two, and I really tried to make it just one, but like these are tied, and I'll explain why. I think these take my top spot because they are truly unique experiences, and they made me, someone who has become quite jaded in the beauty space, wash my hands and feel, wow. That was not only good, but it was a memorable experience. And using both of these has done something to improve the quality of my life in a significant way. So I will explain. The first one, number 1A, let's call it, is a hand wash from the LA-based fragrance company Dead Cool. Now, Dead Cool, they make detergent. They make actual fragrance that you can wear. They have a beautiful milk musk, which is like a layering scent. It mixes well with other fragrances. They also make car air fresheners, like those hanging things that you put on your mirror. You all know I can't drive, so I'm like, what is that thing called? That you hang on your mirror, which again, speak of a space that's like ripe for innovation and disruption, like car scents. So I'd been trying a few of the Dead Cool products and I liked what they were doing. But then I tried their hand and body soap in the scent Taunt, and I just love the way it smells and specifically how it lingers. It's one of those hand soaps where I feel like even an hour after I've washed my hands, the scent is still lingering. And this is one of the most fragrance-forward hand washes I've tried, and I love the fragrance, which is probably why I really like the hand washing experience. But I get excited about finding new and unexpected fragrances, and this delivery vehicle is just really great. Taunt's notes are bergamot, vanilla, and amber. So the top notes are bergamot and fresh dew, and the bottom notes are vanilla and amber, and then you've kind of got florals in the middle. It does have shea butter and grapeseed oil and sweet almond oil, and I think it's so moisturizing for your hands because it's also a hand and body wash. I'm just using it on my countertop right now. I don't have it in the shower with. I'm sure it would be gorgeous for showering as well. But this hand wash, from the moment I used it, the Dead Cool Taunt hand wash, I will link to it in the show notes, was a wow experience. Okay, now this one is very interesting because it's from Davinus, which is an Italian brand that I only know for hair care specifically. I did not even know they made a hand wash, but I got to try their hand wash and I've been so blown away by it. And it's actually been hard for me to find information about how this hand soap is formulated. There's very little on the website. It has a grand total of 2 reviews on the website. So this isn't some wildly popular hand soap, but it is truly formulated in a way that is so balanced and so refreshing and so lovely for everyday use. So what it does say on the website is that it's a delicate hand soap formulated to leave skin velvety soft and pleasantly scented. And it uses beet sugar extract and photosqualane derived from olive oil to soften, moisturize, and protect. Hands are left clean, moisturized, and lightly scented. This is a $20 hand soap, and it just feels perfect for everyday use. The scent is very earthy, and it's just what I want. Like when I reach for a product, when I think about what I want to wash my hands with every day, it is this Davinus hand soap. The scent, or the name, is called Deddy, D-E-D-Y. And for me, this is just the perfect every day. Give your hands a hug. Leave your hands really feeling true. Like they say, velvety soft. Out of all of the hand washes that I've talked about today, probably this one and the Then I Met You one are tied for like the most moisturizing. But my hands just feel good when I use this. The smell is lovely, and it's just what I find myself gravitating towards day in and day out. I'm actually almost at the end of it, and I'm already like, I need to order this again because it is so good. So there you have it. My top four, actually, hand washes that I'm loving right now. The Then I Met You Two Hands Hand Wash, the Home Court Neroli Leaf Hand Soap, then tied for number one, the Tant Dead Cool Hand and Body Wash, and the Dedi Davinous Hand Soap. All of them are wonderful. If you're inspired to try any of these, please let me know. And if you make your own hand soap, also let me know. You can always find me at Naked Beauty Planet. Thank you so much for listening. Stay well, wash your hands, drink water, wear sunscreen, all of the things. Today's episode has been edited by Mbie Kasonga. And BA and I have been very hard at work editing some multi-person interviews coming out very soon. So I'm really excited for you all to hear that. She's been helping me so much on the production end of Naked Beauty, and I'm really excited for what's in store. All right, I will be back next week with a new episode. In the meantime, you can find me at Naked Beauty Planet or at Brooke Devard. I love keeping in touch with all of you. Thank you so much for the love and support. We'll chat soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.